In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Tesla puts the brakes on one of its biggest perks. Want a free recharge? Better get that Model 3 now.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. One of Tesla's popular perks will soon no longer be offered for free. Tesla owners who buy their cars in 2017 will be charged for using the previously free fast-charging supercharger network. You want to charge? You need to pay up. Let's get the full story from the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. So, Tim, what's the official word from Tesla on this matter?
Yeah, well, one of the benefits of buying a Tesla has been that if you wanted to go to one of their supercharging stations, you could go there for free and charge up your car in a rather quick manner, and that's just been one of the perks. And so they've announced that if you buy one of their vehicles after January 1 of next year, that you will be given some credits to charge your vehicle on an annual basis to a certain amount. Essentially about 1,000 miles worth of travel, and that after that point, you will have to be you'll have to pay for the ability to charge your vehicle at one of their stations. They say they're not saying just yet how much it's going to cost, and that they also indicate that it'll vary by region and the cost of electricity, but a change in the perks of owning a Tesla.
Yeah, and I have to say, my first thought was, because, you know, you always hear about the long lines at these places, and according to Tesla, they already have over 370,000 reservations for the Model 3. Is that part of what's at the root of this?
Well, two things are going on. The owner base for Tesla vehicles has increased dramatically since they began selling just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so you hit one point right there that the lines have been growing, and Tesla had even pointed out in the last year or so that some people maybe were taking advantage of the supercharging stations, going there for daily charging rather than what they intended for, which is the idea of long-distance travel, the idea that you could essentially travel across the country going from supercharger station to supercharger station. Mm-hmm. And so there's been some criticism about that in the past year or so, and so we have that issue. But the other issue is that they know that if people's user experience at these stations isn't good, that will hurt them with their customers. And there, as they look at the Model 3 as it rolls out, it's really supposed to take the company kind of to a new level of a fleet of vehicles out there. And so they need to fund the kind of the continuation of the base for those superchargers. And they, in some ways, this also kind of makes that user experience a little bit more valuable if you have to pay for it, right? Maybe you won't take advantage of it.
You figure the financial situation might come into play. They've been accused of burning through cash, and with the plan to acquire Solar City, that's only going to weigh more on their wallet. So is there any thinking that this could be somewhat of a financial move?
Yeah, well, the automotive industry is a cash-intensive business. It's a real easy way to burn through a lot of dollars. Just the idea of all the vehicles and the equipment and the stuff that goes into cars is expensive, and that on top of that they're doing this merger with Solar City, so they have a lot of cash needs at this point. Now, Chief Executive Elon Musk has said that the company is okay with its cash situation and that they don't need to raise more money. That doesn't mean he won't. He's also signaled that perhaps it might be a good idea to have a cushion in there in case of an economic downturn or unforeseen events. But his plan to bring out the Model 3 does not include raising more money at this point, he says. So, you know, having some revenue from superchargers might help him. It definitely doesn't hurt him.
And do you think, speaking of whether this helps, do you think this will have any sort of negative impact?
Well, the change doesn't affect current owners of Tesla, mm-hmm. or Tesla orders placed before January 1 and delivered by April 1. So The current user base out there who's who's grown accustomed to this perk, it doesn't affect them, and they might even like the idea of limiting some of the access. I mean, it's not limiting in the sense that Tesla owners still can go there; they just have to pay the future ones. So, you know, wait to be seen on that. It's interesting that the idea that the Teslas could go there and get free unlimited charging has been a very good marketing effort for the company. But when you go back to the original Model S that came out, the cheaper version of it in 2012, you initially had to pay some money in order to enable your car to have access to the system. It was, in some cases, up to $2,500. So, you know, it hasn't always been totally free for customers. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2015, they made some changes to the Model S, and going forward, they were all enabled and all had free access to supercharging.
Tim Higgins, thanks as always for the latest.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Tim Higgins. He is always covering the latest on Tesla. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.